Chapter 5. A letter.
I'm happy today because Justine has a plaster on her nose. Justine is so horrible. Why does Louise like her? Now they are best friends and I have stupid Peter. He came to my bedroom this morning. He wanted to play a game. Play? I said. I'm not a child. Anyway, I don't have time. I'm writing my book. He looked sad. Ugh, okay. What game do you want to play? I said. Paper games, Peter said. I played them with my grandmother. Paper games? What are paper games, Peter? I said. Do you want to make something from paper? Oh, that's stupid.
No, Tracy, Peter said. You use a pen and paper, like this.
Peter showed me. We played paper games for an hour. It's strange because it wasn't too bad. And look, Peter also wrote a little message for me. I like you a lot, Tracy. Then Jenny knocked on my door and she gave me a letter. It was a special letter only for me. I never get letters. There are always lots of letters about me. And they usually say horrible things. Then people don't want to foster me. But this letter was for me, and it had my name on it.
Is it from my mum?
I shouted. Then I opened it. It was from Cam, the writer. I was sad because the letter wasn't from my mum. I didn't want to read it because I couldn't stop thinking about my mum. And my hay fever was very bad. I was worried too, because I shouted at Cam yesterday in the quiet room. But it was okay. The letter was great. To Tracy. We didn't talk much yesterday, and I'm sorry about that. Jenny spoke to me about you. You're very naughty, and you also like writing. Is that true? I hate writing because it's my job. Every day I wake up in the morning and I sit at my computer. It's very boring. But I can't do any other jobs. I can only write. Are you writing your life story? I would like to read it. Can I? Cam.
To Cam.
Yes, I'm sometimes naughty, but not always. It's because people are always horrible to me. Do you like my drawing? What do you think about naughty children? Do you like them? Why do you hate writing? That's strange because it's your job. I like writing because it's easy. Are you writing an article about the children in the children's home? Is it difficult for you? I can help you. I can tell you everything about this place. My writing is great. Don't listen to Justine. She always lies. From Tracy Beaker. Tracy Beaker did this. Tracy Beaker did that. Tracy Beaker is horrible.
To Tracy. Thank you for your very nice letter. I laughed a lot.
Of course I like naughty children. They are more interesting. You are also a great writer. I'm writing an article, and it's very difficult. Yes, I would like your help. What about Saturday morning? Cam.
To Cam. Yes, I'd like that a lot. I'll see you on Saturday. What time? We have breakfast at 8:30 a.m. on Saturdays. I always eat quickly. What about 8:35 a.m? From Tracy.
To Tracy.
No!
8:35 a.m. is very difficult for me because I'm like this. What about 10:35 a.m? Cam.
Cam is so lazy. She was in bed all morning and she was late. She arrived at 10:41 a.m. It was okay because I had everything ready. First, I wanted her to interview me, and then I wanted her to interview Peter. It's good to have a boy and a girl, I said. Cam had a little tape recorder too. It was very professional. The other children arrived, but I didn't want Cam to interview them. They have nothing important to say. The article was all about me. And maybe Peter. But Peter was frightened of the tape recorder. He couldn't think of anything to say.
Don't be stupid, I said. Tell Cam your life story.
I don't have a story, Peter said.
That's okay, Peter, Cam said. Don't listen to Tracy. You don't have to say anything.
After that, all the children wanted to play with Cam and her tape recorder. Then Jenny came into the room with a coffee for Cam, and everybody forgot about the interview. I was very angry.
Cam came to see me, not you, I shouted.
Sorry, Cam said quietly.
Do you want to do your interview now?
Well, you have all the other children, I said angrily. What do you want with me?
Let's go to your bedroom, Cam said. Only you and me.
My bedroom wasn't very clean. It's never clean. There were clothes on the floor and bits of food everywhere. We sat on the bed and Cam looked at the pictures on my wall.
Is that your mum? Cam said.
Yes, she's beautiful, I said. One day she'll come and take me to Hollywood. Her job is in Hollywood. Maybe it's in Hollywood anyway.
Do you want to be a writer? Cam said.
Yes, but I can be many things, I said.
Are you going to help me with my article then? Cam said. My editor wants a very sad story about nice children in a children's home. He wants the readers to cry for the children.
I think that's great, I said.
No, it's not, Cam said. You're amazing, but you're also very naughty. You're strong and intelligent, and you're angry. I want to write true things, but the editor doesn't like that.
I don't like that, I said. You have to write nice things about me. People don't like angry children. Nobody will want to foster me. I'm old now. I'm not a baby. People don't want to foster older children.
Cam looked sad. I'm sorry, but I have to go in a minute. I'm meeting a friend for lunch, Cam said.
Are you going to McDonald's?
I love McDonald's. I like burgers with French fries and strawberry milkshakes, I said.
Do you go to McDonald's a lot?
Cam asked. All the time. Well, I don't go inside. Maybe you can take me, I said.
Is that okay with Jenny? Cam said.
Yes, I can help you with your article, I said.
Okay, Tracy. Do you want to go to McDonald's next Saturday? Cam said.
Yes, please. 12 p.m. is great, I said.